shores of El Pacifico. Bill Henry.
Our overarching goal remains the same: to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat Al-Qaeda.
The order of several thousand scientists have come to the conclusion.
I need an ambulance immediately. I have someone down.
Disagree is moving $2.5 trillion more under government control.
You blow it!
Burn in hell.
World-famous Phil Henry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where reality is the bitch, a trip through the looking glass of media, talk radio, and life. Tonight on our show, we have General Galen Shaw, who will be talking with us, retired General Galen Shaw, who is our military advisor, talking with us about President Obama's speech at West Point, and he will be on with us very, very shortly. Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association on the continuing saga of Tiger Woods, a story that will not go away. Not that we, you know, don't want it to go away. We do want it to go away, don't we?
I do, yeah.
We want it to go away for a lot of reasons. It's just a silly story. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, and you can also go to our website, philhenryshow.com. We have a live streaming video every night of our show, and understand what I'm saying. You can watch us do the show, see? And, you know.
Well, that's what that means, right?
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. They're really, really, really. Well, anyway. And you can also hear us do the show at live streaming audio there. We have a list of our affiliates. We're very grateful to all of the great affiliates that we have. We added a couple of more last night, and who knows, baby? You know, the sky's the limit. Again, 877-876-PHIL is our number. So, President Obama at West Point, he is the commander in chief. I'll give you my take, and we're going to get General Galen Shaw here on the line in just a second, but I think I probably mostly agree, you know, with what a lot of people have been saying. It could have been a little bit more of a kick-ass, you know what I'm saying, bud?
Yeah, he should have said, like, he was, you know, like Patton. Well, he's not General Patton.
Well, not like General Patton, but he's there in front of these young men and women from the West Point Military Academy, so you want to hear him say, let's get in there, let's kick some ass, baby, you know, but... Let's get on General Galen Shaw here in a second. And General Shaw, do you understand what I'm saying, right?
Having me on your program.
Sorry, wait, could you say that again, sir?
I'm sorry?
Say that again, sir. We did not have your audio up.
I beg your pardon. I would say that I disagree with you. I think you misinterpret the president. I think the president was essentially throwing the conservatives... something that they wanted to hear, and I believe that they bought it hook, line, and sinker tonight. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. You know that I was up for a military to talk about being in the things that the army do, the things that the army does, and I was going to be the person that talks about what the army does on the Fox television network.
Right. Okay.
All right. They decided to go with this General Hunt. If I have his name correctly, I don't know the man's name.
Well, we can double-check that, but what is it that you're saying, essentially? You're saying that the president sold a bill of goods tonight? His name is Colonel David Hunt, yes, sir.
Colonel David Hunt, yes. Well, Phil, I was watching Colonel Hunt, and I was watching his analysis of the president's speech, and I was embarrassed for him. He did not look conversant with the topic. He didn't seem to appear to understand what country it was he was talking about. At one point, he had the wrong map up, and this was the job that, of course, was offered to me, and I've talked to you about this on your program, and I won't belabor the point. But getting to the president's speech, I think he did a very good job of keeping the conservatives quiet. I think he did a very good job of getting them off of his back, if you will, for a few precious weeks, so that he can continue to evolve what is a much, much bigger plan than any of these conservatives could ever conceive of.
And now, I understand, General, that you're maybe a military man, but you're not necessarily a conservative. You're more along the Wesley Clark mold, huh?
Well, I don't know Wes Clark specifically what his philosophy is, but I'm not what you would consider to be a right winger. I think that the conservatives don't have as much of a grip on reality And again, if you look at this Colonel David Hunt tonight on the Fox Television Network, which is the conservative television network, why, this man was embarrassing. And to have the wrong map and not know where Afghanistan is, stumbling and fumbling his way through, I was embarrassed for him. And that was the job, as you know, Phil, and I won't belabor the point, but that was the job that I was going to have at Fox News, being the person that just talks about where the Army and the Navy and everything go when you have a war. Now,
I'll tell you what we ought to do is listen to the president.
All right, that would make sense.
Let's listen to the president's comments. President Obama at West Point, as he was speaking before the cadets there, and really this was a speech that was intended not just for, obviously, the consumption of the cadets at West Point, but for the American people, on his plans for Afghanistan.
This review is now complete. And as Commander-in-Chief, I have determined that it is in our vital national interest to send an additional 30,000 U.S. troops to Afghanistan. After 18 months, our troops will begin to come home. These are the resources that we need to seize the initiative while building the Afghan capacity that can allow for a responsible transition of our forces out of Afghanistan. I do not make this decision lightly.
All right, the president went on to say this.
Now, let me be clear. There has never been an option before me that called for troop deployments before 2010. So there has been no delay or denial of resources necessary for the conduct of the war during this review period. Instead, the review has allowed me to ask the hard questions and to explore all the different options, along with my national security team, our military and civilian leadership in Afghanistan, and our key partners. And given the stakes involved, I owed the American people and our troops no less.
All right, General Galen Shaw with us. General, you heard those comments. What are you saying, that the president is buying time?
No, I'm not saying he's buying time. I think what he did was, and I thought it was masterful, is that the conservatives, he was able to put them, I suppose you could say, was able to put them to bed for a while. I'm sure that he had them completely in his hip pocket after this speech. And understand that the reason why the president gave the speech that he gave this evening is because he wants to send a message to his Democratic allies that he's fully capable of dealing with these conservatives, of shutting them up, if you'll pardon the expression, of shutting them up and putting them in the background and keeping them quiet. I think you've got a lot of Democrats that don't know whether Obama's capable of doing that. Well, I think that the conservatives swallowing this speech tonight, hook, line, and sinker, that's going to keep their mouths shut. And
let me ask you something. What do you mean swallowed it hook, line, and sinker? Are you saying that the president is not going to do what he said he did?
I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying I believe the president is going to intervene militarily in a more strenuous way in Afghanistan, but he's not going to do it the way the conservatives want him to do it. He's not going to do it the way this Limbaugh wants him to do it. He's going to do it in a way that is going to make the Democrats happy so that he can assure himself of another 4 years by getting the renomination. You know, don't understand, just because you're an incumbent, it doesn't mean you're going to get it, the nomination. So he said something, and I think Democrats understood it tonight.
No, but I have to understand. I have to interrupt you. What you're basically telling me here is the president somehow was lying, or
he's not lying. He was manipulating conservative opinion so that they would shut up. Excuse me for putting it that way, but there's no other way of putting it. The thing that the president has needed to do for a long time is to shut the mouths of these conservatives who are going on morning, noon, and night over and over and over again about Afghanistan this, Iraq that. I was looking at the Colonel Hunt on the Fox News, and I was looking at him stumbling around and looking for the pointer and trying to find where Afghanistan is on a map and trying to...
I didn't see this. Was this tonight?
Oh, yes, sir, it was tonight. This was right after the president's speech. They were talking to him, and I've never been more embarrassed in my life for the man that they hired to do the to talk about Army. What do you call it? The
military advisor, the military, I guess, the military commentator or consultant.
The military advisor, yeah, and he didn't know what he was talking about. That was the job that I should have had. But it doesn't surprise me that I didn't get the job because the Fox TV is run by conservatives, and they hire a guy like Hunt because they don't know. And so it was not a very difficult thing for the president tonight to go in front of all of those cadets at West Point. These are very young people. They don't know, really, which end is up yet. And the president can go in there, do a little soft shoe, sweet talk them, and get everybody in his hip pocket. And I think that's what he did, and I think that that was the essential effect of the speech this evening. No, this was not Barack Obama telling them, oh, well, I've learned my lesson. And no, this was Obama buying time for the larger plan that he's going to implement. And
well, what plan? When you say a larger plan, is there a commitment for more troops?
Well, what the president has in mind is far beyond anything that anyone in the Pentagon can even conceive of. This doesn't have to do with troops. It doesn't have to do with weapons. This is a region-wide solution that the president has been working on. And the last thing he's going to do is tell the conservatives what it is, because they, first of all, you know what they do is they'd attack him, but the more important point, they wouldn't understand it. They wouldn't understand it, and they wouldn't be able to conceive of it. And nothing was more clear to me than watching this guy Hunt, you call the military army man. He doesn't know. I don't think he knows what continent Iraq is on, and he works for Fox News, the conservative news network.
All right. Well, General Galen Shaw is with us. So the essential point that you're making, and I haven't heard anybody else say this, is that the president has something else entirely in mind. And his speech tonight was to, quote, shut up the conservatives.
In a nutshell, yes, Bill. You have to understand this is a political game, that the political world we live in. And if the president can score points with the conservatives and with people who are watching at home, great. The first order of business tonight for the president was to shut the conservatives up and shut them up for as long as he possibly could while he put the overall plan into place, which he sure as hell isn't going to, excuse my language, tell them about.
All right, General Galen Shaw on the line with us tonight. That's a very interesting observation he's making about the speech that President Obama gave this evening at West Point, that the president's speech essentially, and I don't think I heard anybody else say this, essentially was to just shut up conservatives, make the, not the Democrats happy, but at least make the Democrats happy to the point that the conservatives are happy with something he's doing while he puts into place a larger plan that he has in mind. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Your calls with General Galen Shaw coming up at 877-876-PHIL. And later on tonight, we'll be talking about Tiger Woods with the presidents of the Western States Homeowners Association, Bobby and Steve Dooley, and the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Now, how much time do we have before I'm on the radio again?
Is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're talking about President Obama's speech this evening at West Point. He is ordering 30,000 troops, a 30,000-troop boost in Afghanistan. On the line with us is General Galen Shaw. He is retired United States Army, talking to us about the president's speech. And getting back to what you were saying, sir, that this was a move by the president tonight to keep the conservatives quiet. Tell me, you know, when you say,
yes.
Well, when you say keeping the conservatives quiet, you also said that there is a larger plan that the president's not sharing with them?
Well, the fact is, Phil, Obama's real Afghanistan plan is a much, much bigger and more involved plan especially when you consider that you've got to explain it to these conservatives who are very one-dimensional in their thinking. So I'll give you an example. I know that you've given your the phone number. You want people to call, and I don't know if that's something you want to do, because you're going to get people calling in and asking questions on a matter that is beyond the grasp of the average American.
But this is a plan. This is the American foreign policy in action. This is military policy. And when the president gave a speech and he says he's going to put 30,000 people in Afghanistan, are you saying he isn't?
I'm saying the president is absolutely committed to the region, but not in any way that the conservatives think, not in any way that he's going to, that they would understand. The speech this evening was given so that President Obama could keep the conservative opposition in the Congress quiet long enough so that he can move some of these other pieces in place for a much, much larger push. Now, this is all that I really want to say. You, as I said to you before, when I had applied for the job of the army person that talks about the army at the Fox TV, and they turned me down for the job, they went and they hired this guy, Colonel David Hunt, who was embarrassing tonight, following the president's speech. I could have been on Fox television tonight talking about this plan, but instead, these conservatives, who don't think creatively, who believe Obama to be a simpleton, they think Obama is a man that has very little comprehension of larger issues and more complex matters than they. They're about to get a lesson in just who is holding the reins of power. And I can assure you it isn't the conservatives. They know that, but they're not even as smart as that. In other words, what I'm telling you is the conservative minority in the Congress,
right,
doesn't even have as much power as they think they do. That's how smart Obama is, and that's how big this plan is.
Well, I'm going to give our phone number out. It's 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. When you talk about not taking calls...
Well, you can do what you want, but my experience has been with the talk radio... especially listening to it, this is a topic, and what I'm talking about now, the region-wide approach that the president is going to put into place, it's got nothing to do with what conservatives think he's going to do, is a very complex geopolitical application that, to be quite frank with you, the average person listening to your show or any talk radio show right now would have a very difficult time grasping.
And well, what about explaining it to them?
The nature of talk radio is such that they will butt in and give opinions, and that, of course, is their right. But their opinions will be so beside the point and so off point. I'll take the calls, Phil, but these people aren't nearly as intelligent enough to understand anything having to do with the Obama foreign policy as you think.
Well, you know, General, that's the game that I'm in. I'm in the talk radio game.
I understand that.
And you know, we take phone calls. Now, you're telling me that President Obama's foreign policy is so complex the average person's not going to understand it. That's where you come in. You know, you're going to need to explain it to them.
But I'm telling you, given what I've heard on talk radio, it's impossible to explain this to the average, what my son-in-law calls the average goober, because they're going to... interject a lot of questions that are not totally off point. But if you insist on putting me through that, there's not a lot I can say about that, you know.
Well, I don't want to put you through anything.
I understand that, but the nature of Obama's foreign policy is so complex that I don't want to lose my temper or lose my patience.
Well, I would advise you not to do that and to just simply listen to whatever it is people want to ask you about this speech. And about something that you're not being very clear about. You're saying the president gave a speech tonight that was intended simply to make to calm conservatives down, but has nothing to do with the real plan.
Well, the plan is region-wide, very complex, very geopolitical. multilateral and is beyond the comprehension of the average these idiots at Fox, as I was telling you.
All right, hold a line here. I got to take a break. General Galen Shaw on the line with us, 877-876-PHIL. As we talk about Obama's speech tonight at West Point, it's not all that it seems, I guess.
Phil Hendry.
I just don't want to take it.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Now, we're going to get to some phone calls here, General Shaw. I wanted to get back to just another slug here from the Obama speech this evening. It was a wide-ranging, not wide-ranging necessarily, but there are a lot of reasons that he gave for the things that he was saying. You're saying that this was some sort of a large effort by the president to simply con conservatives into thinking that he's doing their bidding or just to shut them up. Here is the president explaining the objective. I believe I have this right. This is the president explaining the objective of this. Is this cut four? This is cut three. This is the president explaining the objective, the goals of the mission.
Our overarching goal remains the same: to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and Pakistan, and to prevent its capacity to threaten America and our allies in the future. To meet that goal, we will pursue the following objectives within Afghanistan. We must deny Al-Qaeda a safe haven. We must reverse the Taliban's momentum and deny it the ability to overthrow the government. And we must strengthen the capacity of Afghanistan's security forces and government so that they can take lead responsibility for Afghanistan's future.
That's great. Did you hear that?
Yeah, all right. So, General Shaw, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say to you, that was marvelous. That's exactly what your average conservative wants to hear, and that's exactly what the president gave them to hear. Now, I heard this guy Chris Matthews tonight saying the president was in the enemy's camp.
All right, let's play that, because I have that.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Let's hear his Chris Matthews talking about the president being in the enemy's camp, which was a little bizarre for him to say.
I saw, if not resentment, skepticism. I didn't see a lot of warmth in that crowd out there that the president chose to address tonight. And I thought that was interesting. He went to maybe the enemy camp tonight to make his case. I mean, that's where Paul Wolfowitz used to write speeches
right
for.
Did you hear that?
Back in the old Bush days.
I heard that.
That's
hold
where
on,
he went
on.
To rabble rouse the we're going to democratize the world campaign back in 02.
I thought it
was a strange venue.
I think we're...
Okay, General.
Saying that President Obama's in the enemy's camp. That is the most outrageous thing I've ever heard in my life. He's the President of the United States. He could be in the camp. These conservatives, and again...
Chris Matthews is not known as a conservative.
You can say what you want. That guy is an Obama hater, and his point was Obama has no moral authority to be in the White House.
877, okay, hold on. 877-876, Phil, let's go to a phone call here. General Galen Shaw is joining us. The president's speech tonight was meant to mollify, to assuage, to shut up conservatives, according to General Shaw. Here is Todd. Todd, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. General, I got a quick question, and I'm sure you have a much more insight than most, especially being a general. What is the, can you give us at least part of the plan, the larger plan that you're speaking of?
No, I can't, because it isn't anything, first of all, and I told Mr. Hendry this.
Is there any part of it, though?
I told you already, this is nothing that your listeners are going to be able to understand.
General,
it's nothing that
with
you
all
want
due
to be
respect,
able to understand it, and I don't want to get into it. I said to Mr. Hendry, I didn't want to take
It's part of the job here of a talk show host to take calls from listeners.
I understand that's your job. My job, you want me to talk to them, though.
Well, that's why I have you on the show.
You have me on on your program to explain to you the Obama, to explain to you what the speech meant. Is that right?
That's why I had you on the show. You had to explain what the speech meant. But you're saying that you don't even want to explain what you think it is Obama wants to do.
Because if I did, your listeners call in with, just like this last gentleman, can you please explain? If there's no way of explaining this. What President Obama is trying to do is create an overall. This is the overall, and it is a plan that is multilateral. It is unilateral. It utilizes geopolitics in a much broader way than anything anyone can conceive of. And when we talk about Barack Obama, we're talking about a man of such profound insight that to talk to the average talk caller show. Or the
talk show caller.
The talk show caller about it is a frustrating experience. It creates a great deal of internal tension and stress for me. I don't like having to do it, and I don't know how else to put it to you.
Can you? All right. Then I won't even go there. Okay.
Don't even go there. Don't even go there. Suffice it to say that the president tonight threw the conservatives a piece of red meat for them to chew on and condemn. Now, you know as well as I do that one of the reasons, Phil, that I wanted to be on your program was to talk about the fact that I was going to be the Army person to talk about the Army.
You told me that you wanted to talk about that, and I think you got that out, that Fox Television didn't hire you. They hired Colonel Hunt, and that's just the way it is.
Well, what do you mean that's just the way it is? Look at the mess that he made of it, though. Look at, well, how...
This program is not about your personal career. This program was to be talking about President Obama. Look, I want to play one more clip.
Well, you can play all the clips you want. You're not going to understand what he's saying. The president has a grand scheme and plan that goes beyond the ability of these conservatives to understand it. And
well, then how are you going to make them understand it if you were on Fox?
I would be able to make them understand it, at least from the standpoint of having the right map up. You understand that Colonel Hunt tonight was on Fox TV with a map of Southeast Asia or something? And
I didn't see that. So you're telling me he had a Southeast Asia map and he's talking about, what, Iraq or...
No, he was talking about Afghanistan. And it looked to me like a map of the Far East.
All right, President Obama, well, we heard Chris Matthews. Let's listen now. This is Republican strategist Mary Madeline as she talks about the president's speech. And, of course, she is a conservative, so she's not going to be very happy about it.
If you look at it from the big picture, essentially what this speech was a rehash of the Bush doctrine. We're going to go after those who harbor terrorists. We're not going to provide any safe haven. We're going to beef up Homeland Security. We need to maintain a better relationship with Pakistan.
But that should make you happy.
It does make me happy, but then he goes on to be half, just a little bit pregnant, which is, we all know, impossible.
Hold on.
More troops is not just how many troops, it's how you deploy them. It doesn't seem like there will be enough troops to do what McChrystal wants to do, which is a counterinsurgency strategy, which is different from counterterrorism. You have to protect the population. It's a precondition of advancing the ball. So I don't know what is 30 when McChrystal wanted 65. Is that enough?
Okay, General, you basically are saying therefore, what you're hearing there is that Mary Madeline, as she is saying and that others are saying, this is not it's not a plan or anything that's understandable?
No. What I said was beautifully illustrated in that piece of audio that you had there, Mary Madeline. She doesn't understand what he's talking about. And the reason why she doesn't is she's not bright enough. Mary Madeline, I understand, is a writer, and she's married to James Carville. And I know both of them. I've known James Carville for 30 years. And I can tell you that she isn't smart enough to understand whether the sun's out or not. And,
oh, come on. I mean, you got a problem with the family.
No, did you listen to what the woman was saying there? She doesn't understand the troop level. She doesn't understand the application. She's trying to ferret out strategy. She doesn't know. It's well beyond her ability to grasp as it is for most of the conservatives.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We have a phone call that I'm going to go to. You understand that?
You know that I'm taking phone calls under protest.
Well, all right. I really want you to work with my listeners. I'm trying to get some answers here. Here is Nancy in Naples, Florida. Nancy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with General Galen Shaw. Go ahead.
Hi, Phil. First of all, I'm going to be one of the goobers that doesn't have an intelligence level as high as your guest. And I'm going to say something way off.
I didn't say me. I said Barack Obama is not mine.
No, we're not smart enough to understand you explaining anything to us. But you know what? I just listened to you for the last half hour, and you've repeated yourself about 15 times the same thing. I can do that.
Oh, really? What was that?
What did I say? Level that you have to understand anything you might say to us. You just called all the Americans out here sub-intelligence. You're superior.
Sub-intelligence. I never said any such thing. Did you hear Mary Madeline? She didn't know whether she was to flip or fly in it.
You called all these callers. You called all of Phil's callers.
Right.
And all of his audience goobers and unintelligent.
I said that that's what my son-in-law...
I understand anything. But if you are smart enough...
If I could be allowed, Mr. Henry...
Is this earth that's as smart as you? Is that it?
The reason why I use that word, ma'am, is because my son-in-law asked me what I was doing tonight. I said, I'm going to go on the radio, and he said, you're going to talk to those goobers. And I laughed.
That's the least of
your
problem.
What I brought up to my...
Goober is not any of your problem, really. That's just a word that I heard you call us. Your deal is you've just called all of Americans, besides yourself, unintelligent and not smart enough to even comprehend anything that president said or your plan, whatever the hell that is. Because
the plan that President Obama has... The plan that President Obama has is well beyond your ability to understand it.
Okay,
I don't know why you want
to
keep pressing the point.
It's well beyond my ability. Why
of course
is it
is.
Beyond my ability but not yours? Okay?
Because you just used the word sub... Because you said subhuman.
The other people in the world.
Because you used the word subhuman and
I didn't say
I never said that.
Subintelligent.
And there's no such word. There's no such word as subintelligence. There's subhuman, and I don't think you're subhuman. But I think if you want to consider yourself subhuman or subintelligent,
no, you consider everybody but yourself.
What is this conversation? You know, I'm General.
All
we're doing.
Do you see what's happened
now? Okay.
You see what's happened now that you've made me talk to her? She hasn't said a thing. She says sub-goober, and she's using terms that don't even exist.
You expected all of America to call and say nothing, right? Because we're stupid.
I didn't want to take any phone calls. Mr. Hendry insisted that I did.
I asked you if you would take some...
A talk show is when people call in and talk to the guests. Okay.
I told the retard that works for Mr. Hendry I didn't want to take any phone.
The retard.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I don't know who you.
And I'll tell you something else. I think I'm talking to a retard right now.
Wait a minute. You're talking about Bud. Bud is disabled.
Well, he isn't near as retarded as this woman. Who won't let me get a word in edgewise.
She's right, though, man. You've been repeating the same thing. People aren't smart enough. What are you doing on the show?
I told you because Obama pulled the wool over these
guys. You're telling us about this big plan, but then when we ask, when somebody actually calls in and tries to ask you about it, well, you wouldn't understand it because you're basically a stupid goober.
Lady, you're not exactly making the case for talk radio callers having any intelligence, and that's all I'm trying to say.
I'm making a perfect case.
That's not her job.
Calling everybody stupid.
That's
the president has a grand plan that he's going to implement in stages.
And what might that be?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Because you don't know.
Well, probably. You know, that's ridiculous.
I don't, huh? I just got off the phone with Dick Hatcher. And Reg Barnett over at the White House, I've got an email on
it. Whoa.
Are you trying to tell me that the president is emailing you?
No, I said Dick Hatcher mailed it to me. And these guys, and I'll tell you one other thing too.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, did he pull the wool over those conservatives.
You've already said that, and that's what this lady's saying. Okay.
This woman doesn't make a very good case for the mentality of the talk show.
You know what your problem is you have, and I thank you very much, Nancy, for your call.
Look, at the people at Fox had promised me that job. When this guy, what's his name, Hunt, showed up there with his maps and his pointer and his and that stupid look on his face.
877-876-PHIL, General Galen Shaw, who is on the program to tell us about the Obama speech tonight and basically said it was a way of pulling the wool over the conservatives' eyes. And other than that, people aren't smart enough to understand what the big plan's going to be.
What is it?
I don't know. He wouldn't tell me. Or you or anybody.
Maybe get Dick Hatcher to email it.
Yeah, that's what I'll do, man. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Get Dick Hatcher on the line.
What's his number?
I don't know. I'm kidding. I don't know who he is.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, and also at Twitter, twitter.com/PhilHendryShow. Go over there and follow along behind the scenes. And we do have Bobby and Steve Dooley coming up later on in the program to talk about the Tiger Woods story, which won't go away for love or money. And now it's because there's an email that a woman released, and you'll find out all about that later on in the program. She's released an email. She's going to get paid. She's going to make some money. I wish these people realized that, you know, your moment in the sun. Does anybody remember the name of the woman that had the affair with John Edwards? Quick, yeah.
Wait a minute, I know.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. Riley Hunter.
Okay, Riley Hunter. Who was the chick? Never mind. In other paparazzi slash TMZ slash, you know, that kind of category of news, the reality show wannabes deny crashing the White House dinner. Now, we all know, having seen the family that had the balloon launch, we all know that those people lie through their teeth, right? I mean, they're liars. The first thing they're going to do is lie. That's what that guy did. Remember, he said, no, this was not, this my son, and I don't really like answering these questions. He got very indignant. And now we're hearing the same kind of hyperbole from these two people, the reality TV show hopefuls that they're being described as in Reuters, who got into the White House state dinner without an invitation, gave their first national TV interview on Tuesday, and denied they gate-crashed the high-security gala. We were invited. We were invited not, said Michelle Salahi, who appeared with her husband, Tariq. The Salahis, I don't know what that means, we were invited not. But anyway, the Salahis managed to penetrate tight security and have their photo taken with President Obama, Vice President Biden, and other White House officials. You know this story. Here is a little piece of their interview this morning on the Today Show. This is the family, or the couple, the Salahis, talking to Matt Lauer. And they say they received an invitation to attend the White House dinner.
Well, we were invited, not crashers. And there isn't anyone that would have the audacity or the poor behavior to do that. The White House is the most, it is the house, and no one would do that.
Based on your meetings yesterday with the Secret Service, do you feel as if you will be prosecuted, or do you think you will be completely exonerated in this situation?
I am certain.
What a stupid question, man. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life. How do they know? And I don't know what it means when they say they were invited. Who invited you? She says that they got an invitation, I think, through some, I don't, you know, company that her husband or she does work with or work for. Much of the media focus has been on the Michelle Salahi, who was auditioning for an upcoming reality TV show called The Real Housewives of D.C. on the day of the dinner. And Bravo, my understanding is, Bravo Television had asked for, I believe, the right, or had asked for permission, or had asked for a press pass or press release to film part of this dinner. And I believe that this show is going to be on the Bravo channel. So they had a camera crew with them as she spent hours in the salon getting ready for the event. The crew followed the Salahis to the White House but could not get into the dinner. Everything we've worked for, she said, for 44 years is destroyed. Well, I know how that goes. You know, just one bad day, everything I've worked for, everything that I could dream of. I know they give you the big seven-figure check, man, for some interview. Don't worry about it. There's somebody out there that's going to make your life better. The Salahis declined to tell NBC who invited them to go to dinner, saying they had turned over documents, including emails, to the Secret Service. I don't know, maybe that's right. Here is the Salahi saying their lives have been devastated, destroyed, the whole thing's going to hell.
You know, unfortunately, we've been mischaracterized, you know, through the media and other paparazzi forums, and, you know, our homes have been invaded, and been just devastating to what's happened to Mikhail and I and our friends, colleagues. Our business.
All of them have been destroyed, too?
Our lives have been destroyed.
Our lives have really been destroyed.
Bad to know those people, man, because even if you know them, your life has been destroyed. We'll be back with the Seattle police officer killing Maurice Clemens. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.